Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Good morning. Welcome to Passion Church. Would you stand and join us as we praise God in the house this morning?
My God will reign forever. The world will know His name, and everyone together sing the song of the redeemed. But I know that my Redeemer lives, and now I stand on what He did. My Savior lives. Every day, every day, a brand new chance to say, Jesus, You are the only way. My Savior lives.
Sing, the King has come.
The King has come from heaven, and darkness trembles at His name. Victory forever is the song of the redeemed.
Oh, yeah.
I know that my Redeemer lives, and now I stand on what He did. My Savior lives.
Oh, He lives.
Every day a brand new chance to say, Jesus, You are the only way. My Savior lives.
But sing, my Savior.
And I know that my Redeemer lives. And now I stand on what He did. My Savior lives.
And
every day, a brand new chance to say, Jesus, You are the only way. My Savior lives.
Oh, oh, sing. My Savior lives. My Savior lives. My Savior lives. Won't you sing that? My Savior.
My Savior lives.
Yes, He lives.
My Savior lives.
My Savior.
My Savior lives. My Savior lives.
My
Savior.
Oh, my Savior.
Oh, my Savior.
He lives.
My Savior lives. My Savior. I stand on what He did. My Savior lives.
Oh,
every day,
a brand new chance to say, Jesus, You are the only way. My Savior lives.
Sing,
I know that my Redeemer lives. I stand on what He did. My Savior lives.
Oh, He lives.
Every day a brand new chance to say, Jesus, You are the only way. My Savior lives.
Oh, oh, He lives.
He lives.
Hallelujah. Give You a praise God for you live in this place today. Hallelujah, we praise you, God. You are holy in this place, yes.
You are holy, God. You are holy. I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. And I call you holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are, and holy you'll be. Oh, Father, you are holy. Just sing that with us here today. And I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. I call you holy.
I call you holy.
Your name.
Your name is holy.
Holy you are.
Holy you are.
Oh, and the holy you'll
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I call you righteous.
I call you righteous.
Your name is righteous.
You are so righteous to me.
I call you righteous.
Your name
is righteous.
Righteous you are, and righteous you'll be.
Yeah. And I call you awesome.
I call you awesome.
Your name is awesome.
You are so awesome to me.
Oh, you are.
I call you awesome. Your name is awesome.
Awesome you are,
and awesome you'll be.
Yeah. We sing faithful. You are faithful.
I call you faithful. Your name is faithful.
You are so faithful to me.
I call you faithful.
Your name is
faithful.
Faithful
you are, and faithful you'll be.
Yeah. And I call you healer.
I call you healer. Your name is healer. You are the healer to me.
Oh, you are the healer.
I call you healer.
Oh, yes,
your name is healer. Healer you are, and healer you'll be.
You are Savior. I call you Savior.
I call you Savior.
Your name is.
Your name is Savior.
You are the Savior to me. I call you Savior. Your name is Savior. Savior you are. And Savior you'll be.
Yeah.
I call you all that.
I call you all that. Your name is all that. You have been all that to me.
Oh, I call you all.
I call you all that. Your name is all that.
All that,
all that you are. And all that you'll be.
You're our Savior.
Oh, let's sing this. Sing, great and mighty is our God. Oh, sing that with us.
Great and mighty is our God.
Great and mighty are you, God. Oh, you are great. Sing, great.
Makes me wanna shout, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Solid ground, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Come on, church, lift your voices to heaven this morning. If you have a testimony like this, just lift your voice to God and thank Him for all that He's done for you.
You are worthy.
Shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor.
Shout in this place, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you that, as that song said, you, in the midst of whatever occurs, you pick us up. You turn us around. You hold on to us. God, I pray that your spirit, your presence would be here. Not only today, but in our lives throughout the week, God, that as situations come, that you would be there to hold us.
You calm my raging seas.
trust in you. I trust. I trust in you. And I believe that you're my healer. And I believe that you Jesus. Jesus, you are. Jesus, you're all I. You're more than enough. Oh, you're more than enough for me. Oh, Jesus, you are. Jesus, you're all I.
Father, we take a moment and we remind ourselves that you're more than enough. God, I hear in my own spirit what's happening is we always want to add to that, that we want to say you're more than enough, but then we want to add the word but, as if there are things that are beyond your ability or your sufficiency. But we put a period at the end of that statement. You are more than enough, period, and you're all we need, period. God, we don't add anything to that equation because we recognize that anything else, oftentimes, we allow to become a substitute that begins, if we're not careful, to take your place. And we steadfastly this morning, we're reminded that, first of all, you're trustworthy and that you've always come through. We're reminded of time and time again that you've been more than enough, and time again that you've been more than sufficient, and time again you've been more than faithful, and time again you've been a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Time time again you've been diligent. Time time again you've been on duty. Time time again you've watched over us. Time again you've given us peace. Time again you've given us resources. Time again you've given us everything we need. So we just insert a period this morning. You're more than enough, and you're all that we need. You're all that we need. And Father, the struggle is real this morning. There are folks under the sound of my voice that out of their natural mouth, they say, you're more than enough. You're all that I need. But the struggle is real. And there are situations in their life and there are things that they're going through. The stormy seas. The pain. The loss, the hurt, the need. And the struggle is real. And in the natural, we say those words, but in the supernatural, we're struggling this morning to lay it all at your feet. This morning, I pray for each person in this house that would be honest enough to say, there are things I don't understand. There are things I don't like. The situation I find myself in has a capital I in the word impossible. In the natural, I see no way this could ever change. God, I pray right now that deep in our spirit, you would remind us of how powerful you are, and how willing you are, and how capable you really are. You can override what seems possible. In fact, God, you do your best work against the backdrop of impossible. So, Father, this morning I pray for anyone struggling that we would come to the understanding in this second right here. We would understand that you hold our every moment. Oh, y'all missed it. You hold our every moment in your hand. There wasn't 1 second, there wasn't 1 millisecond that escaped you, that you weren't aware, that you weren't watching over us. Our every moment. And I pray that when we come to that realization this morning, we would come to that place where we would lay everything at your feet. And we would cast our cares on you because we know that you care for us. Come on, would you lay your hand on your neighbor real quick? God, this morning, if the person I'm touching this morning has cares that they're struggling to cast on you, I pray that in this moment as I pray over them, that they would offload every care, that their burden would be lighter because they know somebody cared enough to step out and lay their hands on me. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that you would strengthen them. Strengthen them. Encourage them in the Lord right now, Father. I pray that strength would come into their spirit. Their mind would be stayed on you. They would know that you've got this. Be sufficient to them, I pray. In Jesus' name. Father, we bring our movers to you. God, these individuals that we know need a healing. They don't just need a physical healing. They need a supernatural spiritual healing. They don't know your son Jesus. Father, I pray this morning that you would reach out and touch these folks and cause them to surrender their life to you. God, I'm praying that this year every person under the sound of my voice will have to fill out a brand new mover's card because everybody on their list has given their life to you. I pray that we would begin to see people saved on a regular basis, not just on Sundays, but all week long. God, we bring our movers. These are our inheritance. These folks are our harvest. And I just pray that they would find out that they need you as bad as we need you. We claim them in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. If you're here this morning and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, you know about him, but you don't know him. You're not in the relationship that you need to have with Jesus. We will not embarrass you. We simply want to pray intelligently. If that's you this morning, would you just slip your hand up? You can pull it right back down. I need to give my life to Jesus this morning. I want to make him the Lord, the King, the Savior. Father, this morning, search our hearts. Anyone in this room that may not know you, I pray that before they can escape today, they would give their life to you. It's the best thing they'll ever do. Father, I pray for those watching over the internet this morning that if there's one that's watching that does not know your son, that they would surrender their heart and their life to you. We give you praise for the two in first service that gave their heart and life to you. We welcome them into the family. We're excited about that. This morning, Father, we pray for all the churches on the East Coast that have had to cancel services. I pray that you would give peace to the pastors that had to make those hard decisions. God, I pray that you keep them all safe. I pray that the folks that attend those services on a regular basis would be faithful in their giving online or make it up when they get back so that the need of those places will be met. I pray that you would accomplish that. Father, I pray also especially for those impacted by the earthquake there in Alaska. I pray that you'd watch over those folks, secure them, help them to rebuild and restore everything that's been lost. Father, we'll give you glory for all of this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.